Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we'll get right into the Bruins talk. And I'll start because the Bruins did have a trade, a summer trade, not to the magnitude of ones that we've kind of talked about them potentially doing at some point, but they traded Ryan Mast and their 2025 seventh round pick, which I believe was 197 overall, to the Chicago Blackhawks for defenseman Victor Soderstrom. Now, if you're not familiar with Soderstrom, I don't blame you. I wasn't either. But he is a former first-round draft pick, 11th overall in 2019 by the Arizona Coyotes. He does have 53 NHL games to his name. He has 170 AHL games to his name with the Tucson Roadrunners from 2020 to 2024.
Tucson.
What did I say? Unless they're in Italy.
Hey, maybe getting ready for the Olympics.
I'm reading the small fonts, and I also think I have undiagnosed dyslexia, so we'll move along here. But, the Tucson Roadrunners, and there he had 82 points in 170 games. More recently, he was in the Swedish Hockey League, and who is he? How do you pronounce that team, Scott?
I think it's Brynäs. But
Brynäs.
Don't hold me to that.
Yeah. So he had 37 points in the Swedish Hockey League last year in 49 games. So the Blackhawks, I think, attained his rights at this past year's trade deadline. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that they acquired him. So obviously he had left Arizona to go play in Sweden. They moved him to Chicago. Chicago tried to sign him. He wasn't going to sign there. So the Bruins acquire him, and obviously he was willing to sign with the Bruins, which he did. I think that came out the day after the trade that he assigned. He had signed a one-year, two-way deal, NHL minimum cap hit if he's in the NHL, $775,000. So my reaction to this is like, obviously, it's a small deal and it might mean absolutely nothing in the end, but a chance worth taking. You know, a guy who obviously has some talent if he was in the 11th overall pick, you know, even though it was 6 years ago, like there's something there. He's played in the NHL. He just had a really good season in Sweden. So, you know, what I've heard from people and kind of just reading some stuff is he struggled with the pace in the NHL. Which he really needs to have because he was originally touted as kind of like an offensive defenseman, good skater, puck mover, transition guy. And if you're going to be that, but you can't keep up in the NHL, then you're not going to cut it. So, you know, look, maybe he's improved his foot speed. Maybe he's playing at a better pace now. Maybe this year in Sweden was something he needed. You gave up very little. Like a seventh round pick is nothing. Ryan Mast was a sixth round pick in 2021, I believe. 22 years old was kind of barely cutting it in Providence. Like, he wasn't one of their top defensemen down there. So, not to be like mean about it, but like a borderline non-prospect in my mind. I don't really think he had an NHL future. So you take on a chance on the guy who might still have a rebound, might still be able to figure it out at the NHL level. We know the Bruins have needed help on the right side of their defense. Like, makes all sense in the world.
Yeah, 11th overall pick, and you find a situation where the guy doesn't want to be with Chicago, and you know, this is what you were talking about the other day, Brian. Like, make some moves, take some risks that people aren't necessarily thinking about. And what I like about what was maybe potentially kind of a rebound season for him was that last year he won the Swedish League's best defenseman, and he was plus 28, which was highest in the league. So, like, in terms of that league, he really was dominant. And so maybe that's a confidence boost, and maybe he ends up in Providence the whole season. Maybe he's, you know, pushing for a spot, but either way, really not giving up a whole lot. So it's, if you told anyone you're giving up a guy who was a sixth rounder and then your seventh round pick for a guy who went 11th overall and just maybe needs a change of scenery, at least could help your team, your AHL team. That seems like a win. So,
yeah. And the way I look at it is anybody who is hating on this deal is just doing it to hate on a deal. Because if you look at this trade in a vacuum, right, all you can really do is analyze the cost versus the return. And the best way I can describe my thoughts on this trade is that I have no idea if Victor Soderstrom will pan out in the NHL. He does have more experience than Ryan Mast, and I would imagine this future seventh round pick will not be an NHL player already to his name. But going forward, I have no idea if Soderstrom will be an NHL player, but I think it's more likely that he becomes something than what the Bruins gave up. And in that scenario, I don't see how you could be bitching about this if anybody's unhappy with it. I think most people see it as a, you know, low risk, medium, high reward type situation anyway. So I think most people, I think, are on the same page with this deal. And so let's see what happens with it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bridget, do you want to go to your opening shift next?
Yeah, we'll stay in Europe, I guess. I will stay with a little bit of international hockey news. We're all excited about the Olympics coming up this year. I know I've mentioned it many times, but the top six guys from a few of the European teams got announced, and that includes a few Bruins. So I guess I'll start with the Czech Republic team. Zacha and Pasternak both named to their top six, and I'll just read Natchez is one of them as well, who we had a conversation about should the Bruins maybe consider a trade for him to bring him in as a top six forward. So he'll be playing with Pasternak and Zacha. And then As far as the other teams go, no Bruins so far, but Germany announced their top six: Dreisaitl, Stützle, Seider, Grubauer, Sturm, and Raquel, and then
Nico Sturm, just in case anyone thinks new Bruins coach Marco Sturm might still be playing. No. He's not going back as far as we know.
He's going to be a player coach. He's going to lace him up and coach. No, he will be there as the coach.
He'll be Bruins coach.
Is he not coaching this year with them?
No. How would he do that?
Because taking time off to do it? I don't know. It happens.
I don't think so. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know for sure.
NHL coaches on staff in previous NHL player?
Yeah, they will be. You know what? Maybe he will be involved.
I thought so. But, I mean, I don't know if it's been announced yet.
Bridget, did your dad tell you this one too?
No, I mean, that I was making an assumption, I guess. But the Italian team got named. They haven't done Slovakia yet. Sweden's did not include any of the Bruins Swedish players so far. Finland got announced and Latvia got announced, and they didn't include Dons Lashmelis, but we think he'll be on that team. But you know, total snub. But
yeah, they don't want to tip their hand. They don't want to tip their hand to everybody else that their star player is actually in the team or not.
Yeah. So Canada and US have not been announced, and there's a few other European teams that weren't announced yet either. But first round of announcements on who's going to be playing in the Olympics, and no surprise, Pasternak. I don't know if you guys are surprised about Zacha being in the top six. I'm not, but
yeah, no. And by the way, Germany's coach is Harald Kreis. I don't know how to pronounce it, but yeah, the European countries tend to stick with coaches who are already over in Europe, because especially like Germany, like so much of their team is going to be playing in Europe and not in the NHL. Like the NHL, USA and Canada do it differently because they're NHL coaches who are seeing these guys all season in the NHL, whereas the European teams tend to already have a coach in place who kind of coaches them throughout the year.
US's staff hasn't been selected yet, has it? Their coaching staff?
Is it? I don't think so. Admittedly, just not looked into this at all. So I'm not gonna say anything.
I mean, they may have. I mean, I would imagine it might be similar to the Four Nations staff, but
I think originally that was the idea, was it would be the same staff for both. So yeah. I would imagine it's Mike Sullivan again. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's 100% official.
That would make sense. Same for Canada too. It would make sense. The same staff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.